How to apply for a loan. Who can I apply to?
A bank or an authorized financial company which can use credit intermediaries, financial agents and credit brokers entered on the lists kept by the OAM, Organismo degli Agenti e dei Mediatori, Agents and Brokers Organization. The OAM checks the requisites of financial agents and credit brokers and handles their registration on the official lists required by law. Agents act directly on behalf of lenders and can conclude loan contracts. Credit brokers, on the other hand, are independent subjects who can promote loans but cannot conclude contracts. They request a fee for their activities, which they agree with the consumer. You should always check whether a credit broker is entered on the OAM lists. The lists also contain information on correct business practices. If someone is found to operate in an irregular way, the OAM should be informed. Organismo-AM.IT. Sometimes a bank or a financial company can be a credit broker because it proposes loans for other banks or companies. If the loan is for purchasing a good or a service, you can apply directly to the point of sale, for example, a supermarket or a car dealer. In this case, the seller prepares everything for the loan contract linked with the sale.
How to choose the most suitable loan?
The lender or the credit intermediary must provide the consumer with all the information necessary to assess its offer and compare it with other offers on the market. In this phase, consumers set out their needs and express their preferences. The lender or intermediary must supply an SECCI form, Standard European Consumer Credit Information, free of charge. This form contains all the information that can help the consumer assess a loan offer in the most transparent way. It should be given to the consumer before they sign any loan contract. This must be done before the consumer signs a loan contract or makes an irrevocable commitment so that they have plenty of time to think it over. As part of its standardized format, the form must indicate the contractual conditions according to the customer's characteristics and needs. Any information that is not covered by the SECCI should be provided in a separate document. The SECCI form must indicate the main features of the loan, for example, the type of contract, the amount, the duration, the installments, the good or service, and the price if it's a special purpose loan, and the guarantees. Information on the loan costs, interest rate and APR with details of the costs included and not included, and a representative example. Other legal aspects, such as consultation of a database, the right to receive a copy of the contract before signing it, the right of withdrawal, early repayment, and the consequences of non-payment of installments. Additional information if the products are marketed from a distance, online or by phone. If the information received is insufficient or difficult to understand, the consumer can contact the lender for help.
The lender has to provide assistance, at least during normal office hours, and by means of individual, face-to-face or phone meetings. The consumer has the right to receive assistance from credit intermediaries as well.
Before concluding the contract and for the entire period in which the right to withdraw can be exercised, the lender is obliged to provide the consumer, free of charge, with complete explanations of the loan's basic features, the contractual conditions, the obligations arising from the contract, and the consequences of non-payments of installments. Consumers have the right to request a copy free of charge of the contract ready to be signed so that they can take their time and look at it at home.
Suggestions.
In order to assess the interest rate offered and look for the cheapest product on the market, it's a good idea to compare the SECCI forms for the proposals of one or more intermediaries using the APR as a benchmark. Information is available on intermediaries' websites where you can often get free and personalized quotes. For comparisons to be useful, the characteristics of the loan requested, for example, type, amount, length of time, and number of installments, need to be the same for all intermediaries under consideration. Before concluding a loan contract, it's advisable to assess whether you really need to take out the loan and to make sure that your income is sufficient to pay the installments over time. For this reason, You always need to consider that unexpected events may occur over the duration of the loan that might require new outgoings, medical expenses, spending on your house or your children, or that reduce your income, job loss, wage supplementation, illness. When you have an ongoing loan, you must be careful about taking out other ones, as you run the risk of not being able to pay all the installments. You can ask lenders and credit intermediaries for help in these matters too.
What documents do I need?
The lender asks the consumer for certain paperwork and documents in order to set up the loan and assess their ability to repay it. A form of identification, tax code, employee pay packet and CUD, your employee tax statement, member of the professions or self-employed worker, income tax returns, 730 or Modello Unico, pensioner, pension payslip or National Social Security, IMSS, certification, documentation of any other ongoing loans. Non-Italian consumers might be asked to provide documentation to prove that they're legally resident in Italy.
Bear in mind that loans are usually granted to people between 18 and 70 years of age. The lender may ask for a guarantee from a third person who agrees to pay in the event of the consumer's non-payment. In this case, the third person or guarantor must provide documentation demonstrating their ability to pay.